Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, hello, 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 and happy Wednesday. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, returning from my mighty exodus to the Los Angeles, California, to host the Morning Zoo here at the Gas Digital Network. It's a beautiful New York day, and I am joined by two beautiful people joining the show again. Haven't seen them in a while. Love to have them here. From Digital Bazooka, it's our good friend James Moss. How you doing, dog?
Hey, howdy. How you doing? Good to be back, buddy.
Good to have you. And next to him, joining the show for the first time, but very excited to have her, it's Miss Elena Bamfield. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. Let's get plugs out of the way. Elena, what do you want people to check out? Social media, dates, anything you want?
My social media, I'm on Instagram at Elena Bamfield. I have a special coming out next month, June 7th, on Sam Talent's YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a collab, so follow me on Instagram. Keep an eye out for that. I run a free weekly show every Tuesday at Artichoke in Brooklyn off the Jefferson L.
Very good.
That's my plug.
Hey, you know how to plug. I love a good artichoke slice.
It's good.
Mr. Moss?
Yeah, I'm doing shows all over. You can find me everywhere at Ratboy James. And check out the motherfucking podcast.
Absolutely. Check out Digital Bazooka. So fucking funny.
Best prank call show in the world. Everyone else is faking it. We're doing the real deal.
I really want to get both of you guys on with Jim Florentine.
Who's that?
Like Crank Yankers.
No, I'm kidding.
I really thought you didn't know. Yeah, I really want to try and do a show with you guys and Florentine.
Yes, make it happen.
And do dueling pranks.
Oh, yeah, do like a lightsaber duel? I'm into that.
I think it would be super fun. Hey, guys.
Put them down.
Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. I'm taping my special next week at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas on May the 23rd, 8 p.m., 10 p.m., myself and Tim Butterly. And then after that, I'm going on tour with my brother, Crack Amico.
Let's go.
We are doing 4 dates. Detroit, South Bend, a bunch. Tickets are on sale now. I will have a better plug for that when my brain works again in a couple days. I'm a little foggy. It's been a lot of work and a lot of fun and a lot of travel. And I'm very, very thankful for all of you. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save a little bit of money. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, as well as the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the years. And most importantly, you get our Friday bonus show. We do 3 of these a week. And the only way to get the extra one is to subscribe. And thank you, everyone, for being patient with me while I took a few shows off to go work on the roast of Kevin Hart. And thank you for everybody that watched and commented. All right, guys. This first story is a bit of an update. So I want to see where you guys are on it, if you know about this story. Did you guys catch, it was probably a number of weeks ago right now, Shannon, the DoorDash broad?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of months ago, maybe.
All right, so this has been a while. There was a girl who went on TikTok and said she was a DoorDash driver.
Okay.
And she went to deliver a guy's food, and he was on his couch with his dick and balls out.
Nice.
So she filmed it.
She entered the home?
She opened the door.
Why?
So she said the door was open.
It was ajar.
That's a classic move they do. I delivered pizzas. They would do that all the time.
And then have their dick and their balls in their hand?
Just be within the threshold naked. That's fair play. That's, I mean, it is part of the game.
So she, so he's, I don't want to, so she films inside his house and films his address.
Okay.
Okay.
And puts it on TikTok.
He's okay. On Instagram Live. Yo, chat, look at this guy's dick, chat.
TikTok winds up taking it down a couple times, and she's trying to charge this guy, saying that he was waiting for her, and this was a fetish or whatever.
Okay.
Now, come to find out, the door was closed, and okay. He was asleep, drunk.
Holy shit.
She kicked the
had,
door.
No, it was leave at door.
Oh, my God.
She saw him, I guess, through a window or something, and decided, I'm cashing in today.
Dude, oh, I hate that shit so much, where it's like, I'm going to say I was sexually assaulted. And,
oh, no, she said that this was sexual assault.
It's fucking crazy. It's so 100% disgusting.
Called it sexual assault. And I will quote Shannon here, or in a roundabout way. Shannon basically said, not only is that wrong, I think it's offensive to women who have been sexually assaulted.
It absolutely is.
To lump those things in together,
yeah,
I think is a really shitty thing.
It really is.
So this girl crashes out on social media that she is, you know, she's now a pariah in her head, that she is now a victim of this. And when I say, you ever watch 3 seconds of somebody and go, oh, no.
Absolutely.
That, oh, she don't blink.
Yeah.
Like, there, she is
eyes.
She is medicated. So, Shannon, do we have any of that video stuff yet? Or do we have any of the old stuff so we can kind of get an idea?
Oh, so I have this one where she's complaining about how she's the victim, just a very short one.
Great.
And then I can find the other one.
Oh, God, she looks insufferable.
Fired me! And the police are doing nothing! I lost my job! That was my only way to make money to pay my bills!
Whoa.
So this is the guy.
Okay, so he's not beating off. He is asleep.
He's sleeping.
So here's the deal. We have all, if we drink, I don't know anyone's situation. If you drink, if you smoke, whatever. Even if you just work long hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes
You
make a DoorDash or a Grubhub or an Uber Eats, and you're a little seepy-seep by the time it gets there. I would say, now this guy is straight up said, I was drunk and ordered food.
Yeah.
I bet he was like, I bet I can fucking knock one out real quick before Burger King gets here. And I'm like, wow, what a night.
Yeah. Maybe that's the fetish. Like, how fast can I do it?
So I had a friend growing up that used to take Tylenol PMs and see if he could jerk off before he fell asleep. Like, he would, like, take, like, sleep medication.
Yeah.
And see if he could nut before he fell asleep.
Just trying to come before he meets the hat man.
That's crazy. I mean, it's got to take 2 hours for those to kick in. Like, I think
he would really rock. He would ride the edge of it.
Okay. Yeah. Just like get right up to the line.
Yeah. Respect. He had a good time with it.
Wait, was it Tylenol PM that's the hat man, or is that something else? Benadryl?
I've done that.
Have, like, you guys robo tripped?
Yeah. You take like 12 Benadryl and then just fight the urge to fall asleep. I remember just seeing, like, my door to my bedroom kept, like, slamming down on the ground.
Yep.
Did like, you grow up in a small town?
Yeah.
I've robo-tripped, and then I did a whole bottle of NyQuil once.
Wow.
And I will tell you, not fun.
The NyQuil wasn't fun?
No, it sits in you shitty. And then It gave me the D something bad.
Okay.
It gave me the runs.
Okay.
And I was at my friend's girlfriend's house and convinced that I could, that there was part of the toilet I had not cleaned. So now I'm tired and tripping.
Yeah.
Scared to leave the bathroom, just scrubbing the underside of the bowl, convinced I had splashback.
Dude, cleaning a foreign toilet is ugly work.
Cleaning a foot, yeah.
And I just remember people banging on the door being like, you've been in there for 45 minutes. I'll be like, I'm almost done.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if this is my shit or your shit. Like,
it was,
what do I clean up? Yeah.
I just didn't want to leave and then get a text. Like, did you shit everywhere?
Yeah, you shit under my toilet. How could this have happened?
Listen, there is no part of the toilet. If I'm going, if I really got it, there is no part of my toilet that doesn't get abused. Like, I have shits that look like Guar just played.
That's that band that like has the like blood coming.
Yes,
out of the others.
Yes.
Okay. As a girl with hemorrhoids, I do feel that sentiment.
And
that, like, I'm just like, if it's ruddy enough, it will go just anywhere.
Yeah. I guess so. This girl has been indicted with a crime.
Honestly, fucking good, because you're wrong, lady.
And this sets an excellent precedent.
It does.
Against what I would call people taking advantage.
Yeah.
Of the culture we're in for their own benefit,
yeah.
As opposed to doing it for the ladies.
Do it, yeah, exactly. There's a lot of that going around in society right now.
Hey, you said it, not me. Shannon, tell us about it.
So she has pled not guilty to two felony charges. They are second degree unlawful surveillance and first degree dissemination of an unlawful surveillance image. And she is, her next court date is June 5th.
Those are fake charges. Free the queen.
I was going to say, guilty is charged.
I bet she'll plead down to one, and it won't be a felony.
It should be a felony, but it'll probably be a misdemeanor.
And I hate to be this guy, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Imagine if it was a guy DoorDash driver filmed a naked lady asleep.
Yeah.
How quickly would he be vilified?
Right.
So quickly.
And where could I find that video also?
Yes.
Like, where specifically would it be?
How fat of a woman?
I also feel like this video, I feel like she just like saw a man naked laying on the couch and she's like, I'm going to like profit off of this.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're allowed to be naked in your home. That's crazy. I pay the rent. If I want to rub one out and order DoorDash, I will do that, you know?
I had a boss when I, many, many years ago when I was a telemarketer. My boss was the most that Jewish lady possible.
Okay.
Like, if you remember the family that takes care of him in Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My wig, that one. It was that lady.
Okay.
Every day she would order, she would order from the same deli where we knew no one spoke English.
Okay.
And her order was, I need an iced coffee, not hazelnut, I'm allergic, and a BLT, no L, just the B and the T. And they would fuck it up every day.
Yeah. They're back there just making pancakes.
Yeah, they don't know like, what the fuck this lady. First, they would send her hazelnut every time, because she said hazelnut more than she said coffee.
Why are you fucking mentioning it? That's how I feel as a service worker.
And then BLT, no L.
Wow.
And one time we were in Manhattan, on like 30-something, and it was all businesses, and there were apartments across the street, and somebody's working, and they go, hey, look, that man's naked, cleaning his house. Now, and we're all watching. This guy's just walking around the house naked, vacuuming. She called the police.
What?
And said, I run a business. There's a man. He's completely nude cleaning his home. And the cops went, he's in your office? And she went, no, he's
not
across,
even close.
He's across the street in his apartment.
Yeah.
And the cop literally went, ma'am, don't look.
Tough nuts, lady. Yeah.
And she goes, this is a violate. I mean, there's women that work here. You got to go to his house and tell him to put some clothes on. And they went, no, that's his right, ma'am. You actually don't have the right to look in his window.
Yeah, that's creepy.
And it was like a screaming fight with the police.
Wow.
Is that the rule? Like, if you're like, I mean, if you have like a big window and you're just like in front of it naked, like looking at people walking by, that can't be right?
I feel like it's okay if you don't live by a school.
I think so. Also, this is like the 20th floor.
Okay, okay.
I think if you have a first or second floor,
you should be watching the nudity.
And people can walk by. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm. I love the stop and look when I see someone like. Even if I'm like, that's a guy like maybe about to take his shirt off, I'll watch for a while.
I look in apartments. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Like, what's that, IKEA? Love it.
Do you guys remember when Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor did that boxing match?
For sure.
I watched that through a window.
My first night of college, we all sat and watched a kid just fucking rail this Asian broad.
So sick.
I mean, just take her to town. Like,
catching
really.
A stray fuck through the window. Oh.
And, but we, I mean, it was like a 20 minute. We just watched him.
You're in a folding chair. You've got like a setup.
Next day, first class, 10 a.m. That motherfucker walks in and sits there. And we all went.
You do like the basketball high five line by him. Like,
and he's looking at us. And we're like, what? And we're like, I think somebody went. She banged an Asian girl last night? He goes, yeah, why? And we all saw.
Oh, my God. That'd be my nightmare.
So there used to be a, and Shannon knows about this. There was a guy who managed all, myself, Jay, Lewis, Dave, mm-hmm. at a time, Patrice, and Voss and Bonnie. And he was very instrumental in getting me into stand-up. And I will always thank him for that. He at times could be a bit scrupulous. He lacked maybe a bit of moral fiber.
Okay.
Okay, you had a bad boy.
Very quick to turn a situation to his own benefit.
Okay.
Not a little
That's like this lady.
A little quick and loose with the truth.
Okay.
And he had an apartment not too far from here that was on... It had a second rooftop. So it was like one rooftop, but then almost like a patio on the fourth floor.
Okay.
Where he had part. We would do 4th of July there every year. But the thing is, it's a fourth floor roof, and all the buildings are like 20 floors.
Okay.
So at night, you can sit on like the deck chairs up there and see into everything.
Damn. Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
And the amount of people that don't know the amount of extremely famous comedians
that have seen
that have sat there smoking cigarettes and watching people fuck.
Yeah.
Or watching naked people. And we know there was one chick that was in on it because she started showering towards the window.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. It's like, look at Big J out there eating a hot dog. Just, like, putting conditioner on her pits.
Oh, dude, if I can tell you some of the famous, like, people that are, like, really famous now.
Yeah.
That we usually just sit up, and it's not the best activity, but damn, it was fun at the time.
I think if you're leaving the windows open, you are welcoming it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
I don't think that's insane.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think it's a shame on me, shame on you kind of thing. It's an equal.
I think no harm, no foul.
I don't really care.
I think it's fine.
The one thing that was weird was there was a naked family, and we had to turn our chairs.
Why would there be a naked family?
You mean
we don't know, but there was a family that one day came home, and it was they all started stripping.
Did you guys grow up in naked households?
No.
Have you heard about this phenomenon of people that, like, they're like, oh, did you grow up with, like, a naked mom house? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
I know people that have.
I've heard of the naked mom.
Crazy.
I've heard black moms.
That's what I was about to say.
Are naked?
That's what I was told.
A lot of my black friends have said my mom used to walk around with her titties out.
I don't know. My mom was white.
Yeah.
She had them covered.
I believe that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, by that.
People don't. So.
My mom would run in a towel out of the bathroom into her bedroom and slam the door.
Yeah.
and she would always announce it.
Oh, like, I'm coming through now. Yeah. Like that type
Zachary,
of
Zachary, turn your head!
You did the black mom voice for your mom.
No, that's my mom.
Okay.
And then, but the funny thing, so my mom definitely has OCD, and she
mine too.
Cleans like crazy.
Yeah.
So my mom would clean her way out of the house every time we left in the morning, like scrub the floor
backwards Yeah.
Into
like to the door.
To the door.
Wow.
So as my mom would just be in a towel, she would go, "Put your fucking shoes on and go wait for me." And so I would have to sit at the bottom of the stairs for 20 minutes so that my mom could clean that to drop me off.
Yeah.
And come right back.
Yeah.
In case in those 15 minutes a burglar broke in.
And they saw that your house wasn't clean.
And they saw that our floors were wet. And they didn't tell the other burglars and embarrass her.
That's awesome.
That was always, Zachary, go put your fucking shoes on.
Yeah.
And to this, the last time I visited as a, I'm 38, so I think I was 37.
Yeah.
My mom actually said, started doing stuff and went, "Zachary, go put your shoes on." And I'm sitting there, I looked at my wife, I went, "I think I have to put my shoes on." She goes, "And what?" I went, "Sit at the bottom of the stairs until my mom's ready."
She's going to do the reverse squeegee. We have to wait at the bottom of the stairs.
The last time I went, we went for dinner, we had, my mom works at the Olive Garden. We had Olive Garden lasagna.
Okay.
Because that's what we're doing.
Those little deep fried ones?
No, the tray.
Oh, okay. The tray. I love the deep fried ones.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate, but I grew up with real Italian food. I grew up with Italian people.
I see. I grew up with casseroles.
And my mom can't cook for shit, but yeah. I grew up with other Italian family members. And I literally announced to my wife, she goes, "I put it in the oven." She goes, "I haven't used the oven in years. I use it for storage." So I get up from the table after dinner, and my mom goes, "Hold on, let me look at your hands for spaghetti sauce."
What?
And as a 37-year-old man, I just went, and my wife and my grandmother laughed in my face.
Oh my god. Oh,
your mom licks off sauce like a dog.
And then I went into the living room and I went to sit down. She goes, "Zachary, sit on the fucking floor." I'm not allowed on the couch.
I was like, "You're not allowed on the couch."
I'm not allowed on the couch. I'm like having a big dog.
Yeah. You're just a stray they brought in.
Yeah.
I love my mom to death. If she spoke to me like that in front of my lady, I might have to swing on her. If she tried cleaning sauce off my hands.
Not only, did mom tell me not to sit on the couch? You know the way you would tell a dog to get off the couch?
Yeah.
She snaps and points at the floor. And she, "Zachary, floor."
Oh my god. What?
You curl up in the little dog bed.
Yeah. And it is because when I was 13, I was very Hot Topic-y.
Okay.
And I had pants with snaps on the back, and it poked a pin-sized hole in the couch. And ever since then, if I walk in the door, my mom goes, "Zachary, what the hell kind of pants you got on?"
I love that your mom so has OCD, because that is a thing. That's a thing for her. And she's like, "You now cannot sit on the couch."
And I have not been allowed on the couch.
Yeah.
This is so fun. You're like the goth kid from Sopranos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm AJ. Yeah, yeah.
"Hey, what are you doing? You're fucking, you're embarrassment to your mother."
Oh, not AJ. You look like
a Puerto Rican whore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finish that. Don't eat in the car. Yeah. You're like a Puerto Rican whore. But yes, that's very close. And then this had to happen. I think I was right when me and my wife got together. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the family passed away. It was her the first funeral she went to. Might have been before it, actually. It was before it. And my grandmother stepped in bird shit after the funeral and accidentally got it in my mom's car.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
So to this day, at every funeral, my mom actually gets in the car and goes, "Check your shoes for fucking bird poop.
Check your shoes."
I love this
and
woman.
And my mom checks everyone's shoes.
Yes.
Because her interpretation of someone we love dying.
Yeah.
Is
bird shit in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
This is her version of grief.
Yes.
Just like holding someone's hand and being like,
the eighth stage.
This is not going to be good for my car.
All right, I got some trauma dumping done on that one. Hey, Zoophiles. Most men start losing testosterone around 30. Mars Men is here to help you fight back. Mars Men is designed to help unlock testosterone. Just take capsules daily in the morning with food. No synthetics, no needles. Mars Men has real ingredients like zinc, boron, and vitamin D to support healthy T levels, natural energy, and improve stamina. I love Mars Men because it's an easy, natural way to feel stronger and feel like I have more energy. Mars Men is made in the USA and third-party lab tested. With a 90-day risk-free trial, you have to check it out. For a limited time, Morning Zoo fans get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off for life and 3 free gifts when you check out. Mars Men is also available on Amazon. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Support the show and tell them Zach Amico's Morning Zoo sent you. All right, let's get back into the show. Let's do a fun one. I think I've heard of this before, but I've never seen it in action. There's a guy who made a video that when you order at the kiosk at Wawa, there is a Contra code type thing to put in that opens up a secret menu.
What is with all these secret menus everywhere?
I think it makes people feel like
it must
part of it.
Okay, because I work at places like Starbucks and stuff like that, and I'm like, if people like ask for the secret menu, I'm like, I don't fucking know. I wouldn't know how to make anything off the secret menu either.
I think it's
secret
marketing.
Okay,
in a weird backwards way, because what it does is it makes people want to go to the place
and do it themselves.
Because then you're in.
Yeah.
Do it yourself because you feel it, but then you're just getting them to order the same shit they were gonna get anyway. Like that whole like McDonald's secret menu.
Yeah.
It's just fucking McDonald's.
It's just McDonald's.
Or the Taco Bell one. Like there's no like, you could have done that.
Yeah.
We didn't need a fucking instructional. Now I will say Arby's Meat Mountain, of course, was a different color, but.
I love Arby's.
Of course. So this guy said, and so Shannon, can you bring up the video of this guy bringing up the secret menu? And then if you could try and see what's on it, because I know in the video they don't show what's on it. Up, up, down, down, up, up, down, up. And then this button in the corner. And see, it unlocks a little vault.
Whoa.
This is how you get max ammo in a flying car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. There is a fun animation for it.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So, Shannon, could you look up and see possibly what's on it?
So, one thing real quick is that when I did look it up, it said that... It seems it's just tapping that small goose logo in the bottom left corner. That's what does it. You don't have to do the whole.
Oh, up, so down, he down. Just made a thing out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, he did a thing. And it says it's a historically featured items like birthday cake, milkshakes, and smoothies. But it's usually limited time seasonal items such as rainbow bagels, customized drinks, and it's not always active.
Well, that's super fun.
Yeah.
It makes it a little more exclusive that it's not always active.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Being
I
on
like
the road,
a surprise.
Like pulling up to the Wawa on the road trip and putting on your hacker gloves.
There is nothing. When I found out you could put cheesesteak meat on your mac and cheese at Wawa, that was a game changer.
They didn't even know that they had mac and cheese and they don't have that in Michigan. We don't have Wawa in Michigan, where I'm from.
And when they have the seasonal cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
You can just get the meat and the cheese on top of mac and cheese.
That sounds good.
And that is a good piece of business.
Yeah.
At the Wawa, I don't normally do the order because then it's like you get the receipt and you have to wait 10 minutes. I normally just go for like whatever's sitting under the heat lamps.
Yeah.
I'll take the spicy chicken that's been out for like 2 days. I'm chill with that.
I'm fine with the pretzel. And the snickerdoodle cookie is exceptionally good.
Ooh.
My friend Alex Tomaselli turned me on to that.
Ooh, I love Selly.
That's my road dog.
Awesome, that's awesome.
I've said before that if you looked at me and Tomaselli on the road and didn't know we were comedians, you would think we are the cutest boyfriends.
Yeah.
Like, we've had days on the road that, like, if we were a gay couple, like The Last of Us, like, we... Our day, like, on the road would be, like, if we were both dying in bed holding hands, that would be the day we remembered.
Aww, ultimate.
Like, I remember that day we drove around looking at antique shops and comic book stores, and then we went and got hot dogs and smoked a joint in the park.
Isn't the road so great?
Tomaselli's so great, too. He's so much fun on the road.
He's awesome.
But some of the secret... I get the idea of it, because it brings in people.
For sure.
I could see it being very annoying as an employee.
Yeah.
They should probably warn you.
They should warn you.
Or if you're going to come in with a request, you got to have the instructions. Like, they can't come up. If you work at Starbucks, you can't be like, I want the fucking unicorn.
Yeah, I want the unicorn cum. And then you're like, what is that? You know, how do I make that? I think if it's regular items, it's totally fine. But they could have put something more fun on there than birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For something.
Like...
I don't know. Yeah, hitting anyone, like any employee, with just like a name of thing and then being upset they don't know what it is. Like at Starbucks, being like, let me get the Cincinnati special.
I've definitely heard of people ordering, what is it, the T-Rex?
I don't know the T-Rex.
I don't know the T-Rex.
At Wendy's, or I've also heard it called the Meat Cube.
Meat Cube?
It's like 9 patties.
Oh my God.
And it's called the T-Rex because you have to eat it like a T-Rex.
Oh, and they're square patties, so that's why it's a cube. I'm like, why would it be a cube?
And then I've talked about it ad nauseum, but Meat Mountain at Arby's was a revelation of flavor.
For sure,
I don't know if you're familiar.
I've never had the Meat Mountain, but I love a fucking classic beef and cheddar.
Yeah, the seasoned curlies are mean, too.
Curlies are
everything's so good.
I worked at a Whataburger back in the day, and I distinctly remember one kid coming in. It must have been like 16, but like one of the big like football 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what's a thing that's not on the menu? And like the fry cook was just like, I don't know, we could do like 6 of them. So they just like stacked, like it was like, that's a thing. I mean, we only have burgers, but it's either that or a fish sandwich. So
yeah. We
gave them the 6 of them.
I did a pilot for a TV show years ago, and they wanted me to do, the thing was my character, everything I do, they want me to eat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They always hand, even if it's not in the script, somebody hands me chips or something because they want the fat guy to be eating in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a pilot where I had to have the McTen-35, which was a...
It's your blood pressure?
Yes. sausage egg McMuffin.
Okay.
And a double cheeseburger.
In one?
Combined. Wow. And then later I had to do the what they call the McGangbang now is just like a McChicken in a McDouble.
Yes.
What it was then, or whoever's interpretation of it, was you get a Big Mac and 3 McChickens. And you throw the 3 breads out and replace them with McChicken patties.
Yeah.
So it's McChicken, burger, McChicken, burger, McChicken.
Love it.
And I had to eat one of those in a scene. Maybe the worst farts in history.
How many takes do you, like, how many takes did you have to do? And, like, do you, like...
I was
did
trying
they get
to do
you a
the
new one for the next scene.
They
like
had
the
a second
take?
One that I did not break into.
Okay,
nice.
Because I would take a fake big bite and then turn it in my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see the sandwich itself.
Yeah, you have to cut because they wanted me to bite it. And they wanted it on film, but I kind of had because I had another movie where I had to eat, and I had like 4 roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I wanted to die.
Do they have like a spit bucket or something?
They call
like,
it a chow bucket.
Okay, because imagine you don't eat every time. Like actually eat it every
I know
time,
they did
know?
That. Who the fuck did they?
You just can't avoid doing dog stuff.
Yeah.
The chow bag the is chow crazy. Bucket.
I think Jonah Hill did it to DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street, or it's another movie where they were eating sushi, and the in the scene, Jonah Hill's supposed to eat the last piece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in the take, he goes, no, you have it. Knowing that he would have to have, because it's Scorsese, they would have to eat another 60 of that piece of sushi.
Damn.
And they said DiCaprio was like just puking in between in between setups.
That's awesome. I wonder how many goldfish he ate in that movie.
He really did swallow that. Oh, no, I think that was CG, right?
I have no idea. But the idea of doing that shot that many times is hysterical.
I think that might have been, he might have done it once. I know Jonah Hill went to the hospital after.
For the fish?
No, because of all the vitamin B they snorted, that was the fake Coke.
Damn.
He got like an infection.
I was going to say, they probably had like high mercury from all the sushi too.
Yeah.
Like, and like worms or something from uncooked
fish. I know, whatever they use, I think it's vitamin B powder they use for fake Coke.
Yeah.
And they had snorted so much, I think he had gotten like a lung infection or something.
You can get one time when I was a latchkey kid, and my brother brought me. Remember the Flintstone vitamins?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they tasted really good. He brought me the pack of them, and I opened them and just gave him the whole thing, and he ate all of them. And kids can die of vitamin B12 overdose.
I did not know
my
that.
My brother passed out on the floor, and I just I don't know what I thought was happening. I thought maybe he was like procuring superpowers or some shit, but my mom had to take him to the hospital. It was really bad.
Oh my God, he had 40 of the dinosaurs.
This
is not good.
And then he pissed neon green for 2 weeks.
It turned green?
Yeah.
That's sick.
And now he's the fastest welder on his line. So I do think that I might have done something good there, but holy shit. But,
that's sick, dude.
But you can die. You can die.
That is a fun one. Thank you.
Of course.
Shannon, just for old time's sakes, Show them Meat Mountain.
Please.
So it started as Arby's had this campaign where it was like, we're going to have all types of meat. Like, we're not roast beef anymore. It's going to be...
We got the meats.
We got chicken, we got bacon, we got pastrami, we got everything.
Yeah.
So they made an ad that was all of it on one bun.
Okay.
That was not ever on the menu.
But it was for the advertisement.
But then somebody online asked for it, and it became like a viral thing.
Yeah.
I know when I ordered it, the lady went back into the kitchen, and then a manager came out and went, did you see this on the internet? I went, yep.
Yeah.
And then they went, we ain't got a box big enough. I went, cool.
Just put it loose in the bag.
They took two boxes and Frankensteined it for
me. Wow.
That's great.
And then at the end, they went, can we watch you eat it? And I said, no. I will be eating this in my underpants. There it is. Let's say it.
Wow.
In the last video, we tried the $21 hamburger.
It was $11 when I got it.
In the comments, asked me to try
this. Tariffs.
Since we're here, let's try some other items. This is the potato cakes.
I love potato cakes.
Sorry, I didn't realize you're going to do a
That's
whole
right.
thing.
That's right.
That's tier crunch.
Do not skip through the mukbang.
Yeah.
Way better than the McDonald's hash brown. And keep in mind, three.
By the way, KFC has the potato wedges back.
Whereas
last
Do they?
Time I checked, a single they hash brown was at coleslaw. Least three. Next, let's try their mac and cheese.
Okay.
Hmm. This is pretty good. White cheddar cheese.
I'll watch an Asian guy watch eat anything sandwich. In his car.
This Me one costs $20.
And it weighs.
Yes.
1 pound.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Looks like they added every single meat inside the restaurant into this sandwich. We're talking roasted beef, corned beef, ham, turkey, chicken tenders. So added in some bacon.
Well,
my biggest complaint is they don't work together well. Would I choose this over the 21?
When he bit into it, it sounded like he was falling through ice.
Yes.
Yeah, it did a little.
I will say it needed sauce.
Yeah.
It was a lot of dry.
That's too much meat.
It needed the Arby's or the horsey sauce. I'm a horsey sauce boy.
I'm a horsey sauce girl, too. I don't like the Arby's or like the red sauce that they put on
it. It's okay.
It's fine.
But I like horseradish a lot.
I like horseradish. I feel like I don't know what the Arby's sauce is, like what the red sauce is, but it adds like a palate to the meal that I was not. I don't like ketchup. And I think that might be why I don't like the
that
Arby's
makes
sauce,
sense.
Where I'm like, this is like ruining the flavor palette. It's like too
also,
acidic.
Shout out, this is what a great company Arby's is. And I am an aficionado, but I will say this is a great company. Chris Vega, my best friend from High Society Radio, had a family member who had fallen. It was a husband of one of his family members, fell very ill, and it was terminal. And that guy's favorite thing in the world was Arby's sauce, the red sauce.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. He was sick and he couldn't travel. He wasn't near an Arby's. And he's like, I just want to go
he
to Arby's.
He was sick and he wasn't near an Arby's. He's in a really bad spot.
How could this happen to me?
He was in a place where people couldn't like drive and get it for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was far enough away and I think he was in a hospital.
Got it.
And Chris Tolt wrote a letter to Arby's and they sent a case of Arby's sauce to the guy's
Let's go.
To the guy's house.
That's awesome.
And said, here, you never run out again.
And that's why I am a patron of Arby's. Everyone groans in the car when you bring it up and you're like, dude, it's good. You guys don't want curly fries and friendship? The fuck?
You know, there's something about a place that says this is what we do.
Yeah.
And we don't fuck around with other shit.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know how you feel, Mr. Moss.
The fatally ill Arby's thing is so funny.
I mean, it's a real chicken and egg situation.
Dude,
was he fatally ill because he loved Arby's that much?
Being on my deathbed, being like, please just promise you'll spread my ashes at Meat Mountain. It's where I want to be.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a very acceptable request, if you ask me.
Honestly, that's like deathbed wish. I need Arby's sauce now. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I think it's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right, we are moving on. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in.
all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Mm-hmm. We have a segment on the show. And we've been doing it a lot lately, so I apologize, but it is really just, this is what my algorithm is now. And we have a little game on the show called Indians versus Trains.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I saw this on a recent episode.
I feel and, like I'm going to be good at this.
So far, Trains are having a hell of a season.
Yeah, Trains are set at like plus 1,200, I think. I mean, that's the money line.
Yeah.
If I'm throwing money down,
yeah.
Safe bet, Trains.
Yeah.
Yeah, betting on Indians is like betting on the Jets.
Somebody online said, it's like watching hamsters figure shit out. Like, so what I've read more, I've gone into it, I've watched videos explaining why there's so many of these accident videos.
Okay.
And it's because there's a lack of safety regulations.
Right.
So, like, we technically, like, a lot of the areas they get hit by trains or, like, knocked over by shit or, like,
touch
electric wires and shit.
Yeah.
We would be blocked from that by modern safety stuff.
Just an orange bar that does this slowly.
Or there'd be a giant sign, or there'd be a security guard or something. It would be a much less accessible area.
I guess I'm like, people aren't like, hey, we've seen people touch that and they get electrocuted. Don't touch it.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But we have.
This seems crazy.
They're down to risk it. Like, they're like.
Yeah.
You see a train and you're like, maybe Bob's and Vagine are on that train.
Or you're like, I got this selfie. If I take a selfie.
Yeah, doing it like right by the train.
As the
so
train's
sick.
Up behind me, I'm getting some Vagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm commenting on every fucking white girl's picture tonight. So we've got three videos.
Let's do it.
Today, first. Indian versus steamroller.
Okay.
So let's see how it goes.
The double man scooter. No, it's fine. No, they're actually fine. They like it. It's good.
No fucking way.
They're asleep. It's fine.
Oh my god. I feel like my mom watching Ridiculousness.
There was a part of me that was hoping they would be like cartoon flat.
Oh yeah, well.
That was the child. That was the
I think it was a lady.
It was two people.
Okay, I'm sorry. No one is moving fast enough.
Yeah. This is a standard one steamroller, one moped road.
Well, so here's the thing. That road is obviously being constructed.
Yeah.
That's their new road.
That's the road. That's the news.
Yeah.
Guys, we're getting a road.
Yeah, this is huge.
And I would say the scooter couple got a little impatient.
Yeah.
They went, oh, a road? Let's try it out. So let's see that one more time. Let's see at what point do they know we're fucked. Steamrolling and
I see what's happening.
Obviously.
How much does a steamroller weigh?
So if you look at the dirt on the side, what happened is that's not steamrolled yet.
Yes.
So it's gravel.
Right.
He went to go around.
You tried to turn on loose gravel.
And had no traction.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you have toothpaste legs.
No, and it's that ridge right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, being on top of bro and getting flattened at the same time sucks so bad.
That sucks so hard.
Oh.
This is how conjoined twins get made.
Do we know?
I don't. I have a distinct feeling.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're not.
It looked way too dry. For a steamroller.
Yeah, it's an arid climate, for sure.
I'm like, do they not have blood in their body?
I
was expecting more of like a juice pouch situation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, like kick flipping onto a ketchup packet.
Yeah.
I'd imagine it was all internal.
Yeah, and that's a problem. I used to ride dirt bikes when I was younger, and that's just, you're using...
Or as they call them in India, bikes.
But that's a classic case of road wheels on gravel.
Yes.
Does not... have the traction it needs.
All right, so now we have another one. Shannon, I gotta tell you, I forgot which one this is. The Looney Tunes?
It is Indian versus a tractor type vehicle.
All right, so let's check this out.
I feel like the Indian could have this one. That's
that it ramped up all the way over him.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's great. He got air. That's
hey!
Sick.
Oh, wait, he's kind of hurt. I was like, yo, he got right up.
It is pretty crazy he got up.
That sucks so hard.
Seeing you clapping for him and then he starts walking like a baby deer made me very happy.
Listen, I can't believe his ankles aren't shattered.
I'm rooting for the Indians.
Oh, no, his leg is hanging off.
Oh, it's so funny.
His right leg, watch that again. Watch his right leg when he gets up. He's standing on his ankle.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, meniscus.
Yeah, this is how like every running back that tears their ACL goes to the sideline. He's just like, ah,
shit. This has happened to me on a quad before. Like, just foot gets stuck under the wheel, and all of a sudden you're underneath a vehicle. Scariest fucking feeling ever. I like don't even have anything funny to say other than I'm like, it's terrifying to
My,
be down there.
High school wrestling coach rode a motorcycle, and he had a young son. And I remember when the son was very little, the son was on the back of the motorcycle, and he put his leg in between the wheel and the contraption, and his leg went all the way in it.
That
and
sucks.
The only way to get him out was to back it up.
Yeah. I had my leg, I don't know if you guys can see this. Do you see this like scar right here a little bit? I had was riding my dirt bike around. My dad was super cool and he like didn't mow half of our yard and made it. He grew pot in our house.
Sick.
And so he would take the like pots of dirt and put them into big piles for us and then take a skid steer and make them into like dirt bike jumps. So we had like a motocross track in the back and it was raining and I went to go take a turn.
Gee, I wonder what he was doing when he got that idea.
trimming weed, dreaming of a better life for his children. But no, the twisty throttle got stuck in the dirt and my leg was stuck between the wheel and like the spoiler and the wheel just went through my jeans onto my leg and I had like a big hole.
How bad was it?
It was pretty
hospital?
Bad. My parents didn't really do the hospital unless you were like something was sticking out. We weren't like a doctor family. But it was mostly just a rash, like a really severe road rash. But I started exclusively riding quads after that, like four-wheelers.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
It was scary as fuck.
Well, tell me a little more about your upbringing. You seem like you have a very unique upbringing.
I grew up in Michigan when I was 11. Like the recession happened and my dad lost his job and then he just started like Michigan legalized medicinal marijuana the same like in 2008. So my dad started doing that. And he did that for like 18 years. He just recently started working at like a warehouse or whatever because he's also like a huge Christian and he feels like God doesn't like the pot stuff. I grew up with a God-fearing pot farmer for a dad.
Okay.
So that was interesting. But I think the law in Michigan was you could have 12 plants per patient. And you could have up to 12 patients. You could have up to 144 marijuana plants in your house. But my dad didn't do that. We had like 60 plants.
Wait, per patient? Was he
per
like
patient.
A, is so he like, a doctor? Or?
Technically, you're like a caregiver. Like when it first was legal, because it's recreationally legalized now. But when my dad was doing it, he was like a caregiver for the state. And so you are legally required to give them 1 to 3 ounces off of each plant that you're growing for them.
Okay.
And then everything else you can like sell to the dispensary or give to your cousins to sell on the street or whatever, you know? But yeah, so I was like a really fucking smelly child. I smelled like weed for most of my life, which wasn't cool until high school.
And did people come to you all the time? Come on, I know you're
now. Yeah,
it.
They did. And I was like, you guys were mean to me this whole fucking time, but whatever, we can flip it. And I was also, I was stinky. And then you mentioned wrestling. I was on the wrestling team for 1 year in middle school, too.
Oh, hell so that, yeah, dude.
It was like cool amongst my family, but like it didn't do good things for me socially, if that makes any sense. I smelled bad and I had no boobs and I was on the wrestling team. And so everyone was like, you are a smelly lesbian. And I was like, oh my God.
as someone watching, because I grew up wrestling,
yeah,
watching your friends realize they had to wrestle a girl,
yeah,
was a day.
It was. My brother wrestled too, and I remember he would get so pissed because I was 67 pounds in eighth grade, so I was like small. There was like maybe one or two people at every competition that I could even wrestle, so I'd get a medal every fucking time.
Yeah,
my brother would have to beat 16 kids just to get a medal. Oh man. So many rides home of me just being like, ha, 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 look at my stuff. And he's bawling in the back. Like, yeah.
I remember, because it would always be like, you know, the first, like whatever the lowest weight class was or the second lowest would be the one who wrestled the girl. And I would always say, listen, man, you don't got to be worried. There's a tiny girl.
Yeah.
If I got to wrestle a girl, get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one day, a girl wrestled
170-something and was about to bump up to 189. And I wrestled 215, and I was getting nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, getting close.
Girls are flexible. I mean, girls are good at wrestling.
Well, so this girl was real. She was a Spanish broad.
Tim Butterley's daughter is a fucking beast. Yeah.
This girl was Spanish. Her brother was the heavyweight, and he fucked me up. He's big Spanish. And so the thing with wrestling is, like, you weigh in, but, like, the amount of weight that you could watch somebody put on in a morning if they haven't had any water in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, this kid's weighing in at, like, to wrestle 275, he's weighing in 274.6.
Yeah.
And he's got a cooler.
Oh, he's just pounding milks?
Of food Anything. And candy and, like, ever, because he's got to get his sugar back and, like.
Damn.
And so he's, you're not facing a 275 pound. Like, you're.
Yeah.
You're facing a big boy.
Yeah.
And she was shaped like him, but I think she wrestled 172. And she wrestled my friend Jordan, and I remember he just couldn't do anything with her because she was all ass.
Yeah.
And that low center of gravity.
Yeah.
You're not going to flip her.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not going to grab her leg and knock her over. Yeah.
Hips too wide.
So the kid she wrestled, we were in a tournament, I think freshman or sophomore year, and it was the opening round of the tournament, and this big hips, she had a headlock that would fucking turn you.
Yeah.
This kid yeah. did not want to wrestle her, and she fucking headlocked him, and she took those big fucking Spanish hips, checked them.
Yeah.
And, dude, she drove a man into the earth.
Fuck yeah.
There was.
Let's go.
She hit so hard. The whole. Because it's a tournament, so there's like five matches going on at once usually. The whole place went silent.
Yeah.
Just the crash. And then you just hear the ref go, take and then pin.
Yeah.
And my old drunk coach goes, somebody's joining indoor track. Yeah. Look at us having fun. All right. We got one or two more things before we get out of here.
We actually do have the Indian versus trains.
Oh, fuck, yes, we do. Thank you, Shannon.
That was a close one. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God, Shannon.
So this is the, yeah, classic selfie video. He's trying to be close.
Oh, no, no, you fool.
Yeah, great polo.
Whoa!
Bro.
You know he's the silly Billy, too.
I'm like, I missed it.
Listen, he's the one fine. Being a silly Billy.
Yeah, he's getting a little closer. He's the daredevil.
Oh my god!
No, I saw an article about this. He's fine. He's totally fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, the train got a concussion. The kid's just fine.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, the train's in eight pieces. Woo, man, that's got to be it, huh?
Holy shit!
Even if you live through that, there's no way you can get a blow to the head like that.
Yeah,
no, and you're, function.
No, you. I would hope I would be dead after that. I think
being a parent and seeing like the last video of your kid being him being so stupid, you've got to be so pissed.
Yeah, oh, if he's flossing on train tracks.
We like Fortnite. Yeah, and it just gets cut in two.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That you got it. Oh man, we fucked up, huh?
I would try and get that scrub from the internet. I'd be like, I can't. No one can know my kid was like this.
Yeah, it wasn't he got picked up by a big bird or something. Don't worry about it.
I have a feeling getting scrubbed in general in India is a bit of a difficult thing.
Yeah.
It's not their forte. All right, this is going to be borderline. And I want to be apprehensive about this because I don't want to make it racial, but. There's a video that went viral of a teenager in Philadelphia handing out a piece of paper to read to his classmates.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's basically arguing that his high school classmates are illiterate.
Okay.
And it's like, these are not, it's a bit of a convoluted sentence.
Yeah.
But word for word, you should be able to get it.
Okay.
I think if you're in high school.
Yeah.
And then I went into it. A lot of people in America are functionally illiterate.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Way more than you think.
Yeah.
Like a third.
Yeah.
That's why, like, they have pictures of the food everywhere.
And it did not occur to me that you could graduate high school not being able to read.
Me either. Because I feel like everyone I graduated with could read. I like.
Oh, fucking brag about it.
So the headline here, I'll just read the headline. Philadelphia teen who exposed his classmates' inability to read or comprehend simple sentences is now being threatened with expulsion, not graduating, and being barred from prom.
What?
Because they said that he's basically trying to make the school look bad and his classmates look bad. Shannon, do we have the original?
Yes, I have both of them.
Thank you. Let's watch it. And you guys can see the sentence.
Read the ending score for me.
She wore a suit, clothes that were...
No.
Who's this for? Extraordinary, but somewhat... Gertrude?
Oh, gosh. Explain what that means.
I don't know.
She wore a sahalot. Of no. Clothes that were extra dirty, whatever, bro, but somewhat gooch. What does that mean? She wore a lot. Wait, she wore, bro, I don't know, bro. Can you take the card back, please?
She wore a, oh, baby. She wore a silhouette of clothes
she got silhouette.
That were. Bitch, I don't know that word. I don't even know how to read. I don't know why I did.
She wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary. But somewhat gauche?
I will say gauche is not easy.
Yeah, I think I learned gauche like 2 weeks ago. And I still like wouldn't use it in a sentence.
She were a, I don't know what this should say.
Read. They are reading.
I don't know what this should say.
They're struggling with war. They're saying were.
Yeah, that is true.
So that is a shitty sentence.
Yeah.
I will immediately say. Because I don't think I could tell you what that sentence means.
What was it? She wore a silhouette.
Oh, bring it up. She wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary,
but somewhat gauche. See, I'm like imagining like she's wearing.
How do you
like
wear a silhouette
sheer.
Of clothing?
I imagine it's like a sheer, see through sort of dress.
It is a shitty sentence.
Yeah, it's a shitty sentence.
It's very flowery.
It's a pretentious,
language.
Shitty sentence.
Yeah.
Like really, like what he's saying is like, oh, my classmates don't understand poetry. It's like
I think not being able to comprehend it is more normal than not being able to just read it.
I think silhouette is...
You should be able to sound out words.
Gauche is hard.
Yeah.
Silhouette, I think you should know by then.
Yeah.
And extraordinary, you should definitely
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it has not popped up on any of the report cards.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So now, Talishan, this kid's being threatened saying that they don't want him to graduate now, right?
Yes.
He's the only one that can read.
I know. And I do have the second video if you
please.
Want to see it.
What the fuck does that say? Why am I reading this? No, I'm not reading this. This is a whole bunch of bullshit.
A colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule.
Good job.
Let's go.
Basically asking the choir to accommodate to the governor's schedule, right?
Yeah, in your own words.
There's a governor's schedule, and so the colonel was asking... The girl is asking the choir to accommodate to it.
In your own words.
I don't know, bro.
The colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule. All
right, what does that mean?
Right, they asked the people to sing.
She got a drawn on beard on.
Pause.
I don't know what this means.
Does she have like jaw surgery?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Like, is that a fake beard?
I think that's like, did she have her jaw wired?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never seen. That's intentional.
Does she also have a giant head wound?
She's cosplaying as like four U.S. presidents as
yeah.
at once.
You might be right. She actually does have something on her head. Maybe she's hurt.
And she's the one that got it.
Yeah.
This bitch nailed it.
I won't lie. Colonel...
This lady got hit by a train and she still fucking hit it.
She got ran over by a damn steamroller and she still got it.
All right, keep it moving. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you do Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, there's only one place on earth to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com, because they have the best strains, the
best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there, because YoKratom.com has you covered. There's no promo code needed. It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a full kilo delivered right to your door. So check them out. Let them know you love them. Tell them we sent you. And that's our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the program.
We're calling the X Choir to accommodate the governor's schedule.
There we go.
The X Choir to accommodate, I don't know. I don't know, bro. It means...
This is painful.
He asked him to read his schedule. So, like, I mean... The colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule.
What does that mean?
To sing with the governor.
Yeah, I mean, kinda. Fair play. I think they did better.
They did way better without Silhouette and Extraordinary.
And this was pitched as they cannot read, which is just not.
Yeah, this
not
is better.
Accurate.
Yeah,
this is much better. It's like, and Shannon, do we have any story here, or he's just saying that?
He's just saying that.
Okay. All right.
It probably ain't even fucking true. They're probably not doing anything about it. He just needs more clout.
We have one more DoorDash, and this is very interesting to me. This is a 32-year-old woman in Canada who had to plead guilty to psychological warfare.
She pled guilty as the perpetrator?
Perpetrator.
Okay.
That's not a crime. That's something like your girlfriend does to you.
Well, no, this is something your ex-girlfriend does to you. Okay. And when I tell you, what is it, hell? What's the term, hell? No hell like a woman scorned?
Yeah.
Right.
Hell hath no fury.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Thank you very, very much.
Of course.
This is a woman who I guess got broken up with and decided to send reminders to her ex. Shannon, give us the scoop.
Ooh. Okay, so at least according to this article, she sent 1,847 orders of exactly one lemon via DoorDash to her ex-boyfriend. Apparently, it seems like he at one point told her she like sours everything, makes everything sour, and so she's trying to like get revenge on him. And then they break it down here.
This is the funny part.
1,400 standard yellow lemons, 41 Myers lemons, 14 limes, and one single bergamot. Is that how you say it?
I'm going to be honest, I've never known what a bergamot is other than
either.
Soap.
Is it like a little, one of those little orange things?
It must be like an apricot. I don't know.
So she was doing like a food pun because they soured.
But it got to the point where all the DoorDash people would be like, oh, is it the lemon lady?
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Is she tipping on these orders?
I don't know.
If she is, I have no fucking problem with it.
I mean, what's 20% of a lemon?
But the
20
funny,
cents.
Well, isn't there also a minimum?
Is there a minimum? There should
100%,
be a minimum.
You can't order a lemon.
You cannot have a lemon.
I feel like most places have a $10 to $15 minimum.
Yeah. I don't know. I think on a DoorDash, I think GoPuff is probably the only place you could order like one thing. I don't know. Actually, no, it's 2026. I think if you got the money, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Shannon?
I can look it up for DoorDash, but I know like with Uber Eats, it's usually if you're not meeting the minimum, you just like pay the extra.
Yeah.
But I'll
like,
double check
pay
on
the
DoorDash.
Difference. Yeah.
But so the charge. So she was not just sending it to him; he had a girlfriend, and now they're claiming that they have PTSD, and that the new girlfriend, has a fear of the color yellow.
What a bitch! What happened? Do we have any? Why is she doing like?
He apparently broke up with her and said she sours every situation,
and that's the only
and
thing,
that
information
is,
that we have.
And that she decided, oh, you don't like sour shit?
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you 1,800 fucking lemons.
That's fucking awesome.
She also sent one to him during a job interview, and one to the hospital while he was visiting his father.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
Yeah, it says he blocked her on every platform after lemon number 14. She used, by the way, I don't know how many of these like little details are actually true, but I did verify. It seems like the whole story is true. I just don't know about these little details. That she used 11 burner DoorDash accounts. One driver said, they would refer to him as the lemon guy.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
And his new partner, Fear of Yellow.
Wow.
I love that moment, you're in a job interview and, the lemons show up and you try and, you still try and use it as if it's something that you plan. It's like, yeah, so, I got lemons because your life has a lot of twists, you know?
Yeah. You always want to be prepared. Yeah.
Have you guys had anything of this moniker happen to you? What's the craziest thing an ex has done? Because I know the craziest thing
I've done. Just destroyed all my shit.
Okay. That's normal crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think all, just regular girl stuff. Just like
yeah, she had a friend put all my stuff in a box and run it over and set it on fire.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Regular shit. Regular shit.
Yeah.
You know, burn all my things. Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear something crazy I did once?
100%.
For sure.
And I can say this now because I've looked it up. Shannon, I don't know if you want to look up the laws on mailboxing and if it's when the statute of limitations ends, but I'm pretty sure we're out of it. But one time in high school, we used to wait because I'm from a small town and there's not a lot to do. So we would wait until it would rain. And then instead of classic mailboxing with the baseball bat,
hit it.
So we would go and you can grab the post from the bottom after it rains and wiggle it out of the ground and you can just take someone's whole address and just take it and put it in the back of a truck. So one time me and my friends, we got 12 mailboxes and then we put them at the end of an ex's driveway and we made them into a wall. So his mom couldn't go to work the next day. And it turns out if you do stuff like that with mailboxes, mail's felony.
Yeah, it's mail
I didn't
fraud,
know
right?
if it mail was. I just thought this was so funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
The Michigan State Police showed up, and there was 12 mailboxes stacked at the end of the driveway, and she accused me of doing it for so many years, and I said no, and then I finally found out the statute of limitation is over on it, and I'm like, fuck you, lady, I did do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because your son sucks.
Can I just, in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
How much funnier it would be to just change everybody's mailboxes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just do the old one,
I wish
two,
I had a time machine and you just put them in different... we didn't even think of it.
Because then everyone's lives...
I wish you were there.
...would be so difficult for so many days.
It would.
To figure out who has who. Everyone would have everybody's mail.
Yeah.
It would be a nightmare.
We did do a couple times. We would take someone's mailbox and put it on their front porch.
Okay.
And so then when they would come out in the morning, their mailbox would be
so
on their
we
porch.
Would do that with lawn gnomes.
Ooh. Wait, where are you from that lawn gnomes?
Jersey.
Okay. He's from Narnia.
Okay. Yeah. He's from Narnia.
We would take a lawn gnome off one person's house and then go put it, take another lawn gnome, and we would switch them.
Okay. And then wait to see how long?
And then
it?
Wait for someone to come to school and be like, do you have my fucking lawn gnome? My mom's pissed.
My mom's pissed.
It was always my mom's pissed.
Yeah. Because
then they have to figure out, are they moving?
Are they coming to life?
Are they sentient?
Yeah,
if these things have souls, you have to tell me.
My uncle used to, I woke up to it one morning because my aunt and uncle used to live next door to me. My uncle and his friends on Mischief Night, they called it pumpkin consumption. And they would drive through a town, get everyone's pumpkins, and pick one friend to cover their entire property.
Damn.
Very funny.
So not only is everyone mad their pumpkins are gone, they know where they are.
Yeah, they know.
And they did it to my Uncle Jesus right before he got married.
Right before he got,
I remember being a little kid and my dad being like, you got to see these fucking pumpkins. My dad being like, Jesus' house is covered in pumpkins. You got to see it.
People used to do forking in my...
What's that?
Where you take, plastic forks and you stick them in people's lawns. Sometimes you do it, through, newspaper, but it just, fucks up their life because they're, mowing over plastic forks and shit for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then when it rains, the newspaper gets all, papered into the grass.
I did not know that one. That's brutal.
I don't know why
you
we
came
did
from
that to each other.
Evil people.
I guess so. Their town's only, 3,000 people. I don't know why we're all like that.
Bologna on people's cars.
Oh.
Because it eats the paint.
Does it? Eggs do, too? Yeah.
Yeah, no, if you, slice, you can make somebody's car, a slightly polka dot.
Yeah. That's kind
of
cool.
If they don't catch it in time.
Yeah. With slices of bologna?
Yeah, Oscar Mayer bologna, and you just poke it out the car.
This is unbelievable.
Bologna dots, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what did we do? We had piss pucks, which I've talked about a million times.
What is it?
You get a tray of Dixie cups.
Okay.
And you pee just about this much in each one.
Okay.
And throw it in the freezer.
Okay. This is a boy. So
now
activity.
You have piss pucks.
Yes.
Piss pucks.
And piss pucks are excellent because you can put them in people's mail slots in their front door at night, and then they have to go. How did someone piss?
Someone pissed into my mailbox.
Oh, in really? My house. Because they think you put your dick through the mail slot.
Yeah.
Oh,
and took
so
a pee.
Good.
But anytime people, oh yeah, we would make piss pucks and put them like through, if people had their windows down a little in their car.
Uh-huh.
And people would be like, how did someone piss inside my car?
That's crazy.
The piss puck was a big one.
Piss puck is... innovative, dude.
You can also, if you're really evil, do piss plates.
Piss plates.
That's like just a wider one.
And yeah, what, well, underneath yeah, well,
you almost
or...
make a piss frisbee, a piss bee, if you will.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can slide that under somebody's door, whatever you want
to
do.
Throw it to someone at the beach.
Yeah.
100%. Yo, go long. Just hit them with the piss disc.
Piss disc.
I would be lying if I said we'd never beamed a kid with a piss puck.
Yeah.
From a moving vehicle. And then, no, my favorite. For people that have been listening to this show for years, I know I repeat myself a ton. I see that comment a lot. I do. But I like telling people my funny, stupid friend stories. So if you heard this one before, fast forward and then the show's going to be over. Did you guys, when you talk about psychological warfare, ours was we just picked a guy. Had no interaction with him ever. Didn't know him. Perfectly okay guy. Never said a mean thing. Almost a, I would call him an NPC.
Yeah. Just regular folks.
Just a dude that was in our high school that none of us really knew. And his name, I'm going to just use his name. Fuck it. His name was Danny Alame.
Okay.
And the reason we picked Danny Alame is because there was a giant hill in our town. And so we used to, no, there was nothing to do in the town I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
So people would just drive the same circle. And there was one spot where you could stop and smoke. And then there was a parking lot everybody stopped at called the Pit.
Okay.
But then they turned the Pit into a rec center, so we didn't have the Pit anymore.
Yeah.
So people would, we would call it the Sea Caucus 500.
Okay.
People would just drive in a circle all night and see who else was out.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you went down that hill, at the bottom of it was Danny Alame's house, and he had all bay windows. And we realized that if you hit your brights coming down the hill, it illuminated his entire house. Like blinding light.
So you can see his whole family naked through the window.
Yes. So we started at the end of the night. The last thing we would do is come screaming down this hill, screaming Danny Alame, and light up his whole house.
Oh my God.
And then we told somebody about it, and they did it.
Yeah.
So then one Monday, Danny Alame comes, and he knew it was us.
Yeah.
And he goes, guys, my dad works in the morning. And, like, he screams. He thinks, like, you're my friends.
Oh, my God.
And he keeps saying, your friends keep waking me up, and my mom's screaming at me and crying. And, like, you're, like, ruining my life. And we're like, all right, we won't do it anymore. So we do it every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend, right?
It's hard. And, in his position, you can't, like, convince your parents, like, no, those are my enemies.
Yeah. So then we got another group of people to start doing it. So now there's three separate cars of people doing it.
There's patrols.
Every night. And then one night, we all meet up, and we're like, let's all do it in a row. Let's calculate an attack.
Okay.
First car goes, and we immediately, it was right when we first all got cell phones. Don't go, don't go, don't go. We would go up, the entire side of the block was cop cars.
Oh, shit.
So we're like, we're done doing Danny Alame, right?
Yeah,
we got together for Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Shut up.
And we're at a bar. And
you're with Alame?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, so we'd never hung out with him.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know the guy.
Okay.
I'm with my friends who used to do that, and I'm like, are we going to drive by Danny Alame's house on the way back? And they go, oh, yeah. And just 30-something-year-old men hanging out the car window. Danny Alame! I don't know if he lives there. I don't think his parents live there. But we just woke up that house.
That's so fun.
That's so great.
It's all I ever... I want to do it, like, now.
I bet it felt so good. Did it feel good? Like, nostalgic?
It was so fucking fun.
Almost like it was, like, nice for him to, like, see the lights come through the window, and he's like, ah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Memories by Weezer starts playing. Graduation by Vitamin C. Yeah. All right, I think that is today's show. I want to thank our amazing guest, James Moss. Please listen to Digital Bazooka.
Please.
And Elena Banfield, so fucking funny. Great first appearance. Thank you. She got a special coming out on Sam Talent's YouTube. What's the name of the special?
It's called Untouchable. It's kind of like a 30-minute special about getting molested by Larry Nassar, if you guys remember that Olympic gymnastics doctor that was like a pedophile or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like trigger warning.
Wow. No. Well, holy shit.
Sounds like a hoot.
Well, way to secure another appearance on the show by holding that one close to the vest.
I didn't know when to say it.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'm so glad I asked.
Did I redo my plugs? I was also molested.
Yes.
Listen, all molested.
There's a reason we're all here.
Yeah.
Thank you. You were incredible. So fucking
thank
funny.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be back on Friday. Goodbye.
Fun's begun, no sleep. Morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the